Okay. This is the last class. Basically, we cannot finish even the first part, the four events. Well, that indicated the NYTS our learning time is too short. Right? Yeah, we are consider maybe change the format in the future. For those who really just want to cultivation, maybe you just attend a so-called spiritual convocation for 1 week only. But for those who really want to learn, then you have to recommend by your church, just like a PMVP. Then we have maybe 2 weeks, 3 weeks of learning together. Really prepare yourself to be a worker, to serve, not just come here to make friends, right? We cannot neglect, you know, there's also a possibility you can meet some good friend here to establish the spiritual bond in the Lord, which is not bad, but not enough for this event. Yeah, so anyway, we will see how Holy Spirit guides our future to prepare our future workers. Okay, so we continue to study chapter 8, the flood reset, and the exit from the ark. So yesterday, in the afternoon sermon, I already covered chapter 7. So let's continue in chapter 8. In chapter 8, verse 1, he said, God remember Noah and every living thing and all the cattle that was with him in the ark. And God make a wind to pass over the earth and the waters just a sway. So from chapter 7, verse 24, we know all the days of flooding, about 150 days. So God didn't forget him, right? God always remember man actually was created after his image. So in the eyes of God, human being always very valuable. So God is watching over the ark and those inside the ark. So his faithfulness, mercy, and love are never changed. Right? So the flood just to judge the sin. But God remember those righteous. So God make a big wind to pass over the earth to make the water subside, so dry. If we compare with the chapter 1, verse 2, the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. So God make a wind. Just look at the word in Hebrew. It's the same Spirit. So the Spirit can hover in the waters and then make the creation following, right? But at this time, God used his wind, it's also like a spirit, to dry out the flood. So this is a new beginning because it's all also created by God. In verse 2, he said, the fountains also of the deep and the windows of heaven were stopped, and the rain from heaven was restrained. So this God's judgment temporary passed. God used this tool to punish those who disobey him, because he wanted the created be pure, really live out his image, likeness. So even though judgment or God show his anger, this is just a short period of time, but his love forever. Always, that's why we have to always remember God's love. He looked beyond my fault, right? This is in hymn number 401. He looked beyond my fault. His love always greater. And let's learn, use this, because if we study this chapter, then there's so many numbers we have to to calculate. So you do it yourself, okay? So this sign here, 7 days. So when God command Noah to enter into the ark, this is in chapter 7, verse 7 and 9. Okay? 7 days later, the flood came down. So in this verse 11, 40 days and 40 nights, rain came down. So, and then rain stopped here. So we see this is 7 days, this is 40, right? And then in chapter 8, verse 3 and 4, the 17 days of the seventh month. So that means this is already 150 days. We consider, we assume one month, 30 days. Okay. So this is how many days they actually remain in the ark. And then this ark land on the mountain of Yalala, right? This is in chapter 8, verse 3. Verse 4, 17th of the seventh month. And then here is this in the verse 5? This in back to the first stage of the 10th month. So you calculate this total here to here, 380 days, almost. So it's over 1 year in the ark. So Noah leave ark here. This is the second month of 27th day, right? And this is see how after the ark stopped at the mountain, and then the mountain top shore appeared. So meaning the water actually gradually subside. And first, Noah sent out Raymond the first time, but the Raymond never come back. Right? And then 7 days later, he sent out another one dove. He come back, the dove come back. 7 days later, another. So three times. And after the third time, the dove also never returned. Okay. And then on the first month, the first day, so this actually, this is in the verse 13. In verse 13. Now, this is Noah actually 601 years old. Okay. So it's when water, the flood came down, this Noah was 600 years old. Now this is over one year. Okay, so now it's his birthday, basically, something like that. Now, and then he had to wait almost 2 months before God gave him a command. You can out of the ark. Because the door actually is controlled by God. Only God can open it up. Because God shut them in the ark. Only God can open the door for them. Okay? So this is how many days they are in the ark. Can you imagine you live in a box over 1 year? How many days here? We are only 14 days, right? Somehow you just cannot content, say, let's just remain in the church premises. You want to go out to 7-Eleven, buy Coke, right? You want to have Coke. Someone will have a boba tea. You ask someone to bring something out, in, right? Because you crave for something else outside the ark. But to Noah, can you imagine, over 1 year, only in this, you can calculate how many square feet, right? You can divide it. You are good in math. That rectangle box, and then they have three layers. You can divide and you count it, how many rooms you design. The total space, let's say, 8 people plus all the animals, big or small, doesn't matter, but all different kind. Can you imagine how crowded the in the ark? You think about, sometimes we read Bible, we don't really pay attention to the details. But you can see if you are in the ark, are you going to be very happy? Or you become very cranky? Or you want to, you can pray, oh, how come, how long, oh Lord, how long? Right? This is the mentality. You know, sometimes we don't understand the Bible enough. That's why our heart is easy to be influenced by the society. You will see how Noah is so, he actually is very special. His family must also be very submissive to Noah too. They have to fear God together. Otherwise, this entire salvation could not be complete. So God decided when they can go out of ark. And remember, God decided, not our person. You know, it's not a matter, I don't like it, or I agree, or I disagree. No, God, you depend on God. Say, God decide when, and then we have to follow. So go out of ark, and this is what God said, right? If we look at the verse 15 and 16, go forth of the ark, you and your wife, your sons' wives with you. Bring forth with the every living things that is with you. Right? So God's will for the living creature to multiply on the earth and prosper and exhibit the signs of life. So the earth must be covered with all the living things. Because God created earth for human to inhabit, not just for invent. This is what in Book of Isaiah, I believe it's 45. We read the verse before. It's this God's command. So after Noah came out from the ark, then the first thing he built an altar to the Lord to offer burnt offerings. So basically, burnt offerings from the clean animals, right? So the first thing Noah did was to build altar. This is showing his heart, his appreciation. He was so grateful about God's save. That's why if we really appreciate God's salvation, we will always want to draw closer to him. Building an altar means we want to offer, we give thanks, right? And we want to remain a good relationship with God always. So when men understand to thank the saving grace of God and is willing to follow God's command to live a new life, drawing near to the God accepts the worship the man offer. So that's why if we are offering, really come up with a determination, I want to change it. I want to follow your commandment. This is where God will accept our offerings. So you see how the steps. If you look at the altar in chapter 8, verse 6, and it came to pass at the end of the 40 days that Noah opened the window of the ark. He opened the window and then looked up. Okay? So through the window, he observed what happened in the environment. Right? Because now, remember, the ark actually stopped at the mountain. Right? How high is that mountain? Remember? It's Yalalasan, the mountain. It could be the highest mountain in that region. Right now, it's in the east side of the Turkey, or north side of the Iraq. Right? In that region, it's over. I believe it's about 5,000 or 6,000 meter. It's a high mountain. So opening the window in our heart to look up. So this is the spiritual meaning. And you compare now Noah. He had to have some messenger to survey what happened, right? So he first sent out a raven, and then raven never returned. So you have to consider about why this raven is supposed to be in pair, right? Only female and male, one pair, right? One pair only. So he sent out, it's one raven or two. In verse 7, right? He sent forth a raven only, one. But this untrained birds, only two, female and male. So only one couple. Send it away. But this raven, we don't know how it returned or not, but basically, Bible didn't record it, right? So you see how this raven, go out and then forget. Something, some meaning inside, right? But dove return always. But this dove have seven pairs. So sending out the raven refer to relying on the method of the word, because raven can eat anything, right? Can eat anything. So even on the body, the dead body, raven can just stop it. So he doesn't care about it's clean or unclean place. Just stop it, right? So basically, he cannot just fly all the time, but he has to find some place to rest. Okay. So this is we differentiate the so-called clean animal and the unclean. Those clean ones will not stop on this dead thing. He always wanted to return back to ark. So this is how Noah, he sent out the dove. And then when dove cannot find any place to rest, he returned. Okay, so three times, sending out three times. Three times refer to persistence and the patience. See how Noah, he had to wait. Through this dove, to survey the environment, and then dove will return back to let him know what happened. Right? So, after Noah received this evidence, and he have very sure message, yes, the land is dry, the new world start. So then he had to wait for the next step. So after three, you know, these three doves return and then bring the message, he said he had to still wait until God says something. He cannot decide himself, say, okay, let's go out. Right? Oh. So waiting for the command of God, listen to the instruction from God, this is important. Today we have to, that's why we read Bible. We pray, we receive God's inspiration and to know what to do. And then after he came out from the ark, then build the altar, thanksgiving, praise, offering. This is basically what he can achieve through building the altar. Okay, let's continue because we don't have enough time. I wanted to just make a supplement in chapter 8, verse 21 and 22. Can someone voice to read? Any volunteer to read? Make sure everybody can hear. Yes, that's the. Don't issue.
While the earth remains, seed, time, and harvest, cold and heat, winter and summer, and day and night shall not cease.
Thank you. So, for the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth. When you see this, what do you think? You are in your young age. You are considered youth, right? Do you have this kind of the imagination? It's just evil. How can we change it? This is called nature. So in Jesus, through truth, we can change it. Okay? So Jesus come to this world, bring what? Truth and grace, right? So this is the new life. This is how this world after sin come in, they have to wait until Jesus come. Otherwise, no hope. From chapter 9, verse 1 in Angwa, we see how God praised Noah. Right? First, so God praised Noah and his family. You see the item, how many different kind. Multiply, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth. This is God's command. It's God's command. Multiply. So, now in the future, once you get married with your spouse, this is what God said. Don't consider, it's too laborsome. If it's kids, then your life will be limited. For certain area, you cannot do things. You cannot just go anywhere to travel, enjoy your life, because you have always considered about kids. But this is how actually God commanded those family, like a couple, multiply. We have to for the Lord raise up godly children, descendants. This is very important. And then second, work. Have to work. You cannot be lazy, must be diligent. So all creatures are given into your hand. So they have to, once again, manage, rule over the living things. So after the flood, the creatures no longer exist in harmony like the time in the garden. So now all the animals maybe just scare away from man. They cannot get along. They have to separate according to their type. Okay, so this is a new world. They must know how to get along to each other. The relationship actually is a new one, not as the same as before. Okay, about work. And then about what they eat, food. So living creature was given to man. From this point on, human can consume meat. Because God already set it as food you can consume. Because the environment changed. Remember, in the environment changed. Before flood, they may not need the animal nutrition. But right now, they need it. So God give this approval. You can eat meat. Must have reason behind. We don't know. Because we never live in the environment just like Adam and Eve in the garden. So after the flood, everything seems to look like new. Right? So God said, but blood should not be eaten. So we don't eat blood not because of law, not because of Mosaic law, but because in the beginning, after flood, God already commanded to not eat it. Okay, so God did not allow man to eat blood, meaning man must treasure and respect life because the life of animal is in the blood. Okay, we can only eat their fresh meat. Can I get it? The principle, verse 5 and 6, this is related to how we treat life, human life. So God did not allow man or beast to harm the life of man. Yeah, because right now after flood, animal may just come to eat person, right? Devour it. Lion, this order the wild beast become so furious. You know, they were just like a prey. So as human being, God already give us this protection. So basically most of the animal human being, basically they were just away. But few cases just like a bear may attack human, right? But in what circumstance? You know, in the summertime, a lot of people, they encounter bears. My family, my wife and my children, they one day go on hiking. And then they encounter a bear and a cub. But thank God, peaceful, because the mother didn't turn angry. So my wife and kids still take picture with the, they return and then return to take picture with the cub and the bear in a little bit far distance. So basically, if we don't provoke their anger, it's fine. Or because they sense about the strength from human being, they attack. Otherwise, basically, animal were away, right? So this is how God protect us. Similarly, as a human being, we cannot cure others. So man has God's image and God's nature of mercy and love. We have to always be good, just like God, imitate God, right? So God's will toward man did not change. We have to manifest his glory, showing mercy. No, be good to others. Very considerate. This is what God wants. Okay, this is the principle and the purpose. Verse 7, the purpose. God's blessing. He said, and you be fruitful and multiply, bring forth abundantly in the earth and the multiply therein. Again, it's repeat again and again, multiply. Because this earth needs human being to cover it, to rule over, to manage it. So God, then in verse 8, God made a covenant with Noah and all living creatures. So in verse 8 and 9, say, and I, behold, I establish my covenant with you and with your seed after you. Noah and his descendants. All living creatures, in verse 10. Right? And with every living creature that is with you, of the birds, cattle, every beast of the earth with you, from all that go out of the ark to every beast of the earth. This is how God made covenant with his creation. Content, the content. This is talking about covenant. So, never again shall all flesh be cut off and the land destroyed by the waters of flood. The next destruction will be by fire, not by water. So no more destruction from waters or flood to the whole world. So today, no matter how crazy of the storming, it's just regional. Never again will the entire earth cover with water. No. But Bible already say the fire will come down from heaven. So the consuming fire will be everywhere. This is a new covenant. So fire will burn up the whole earth and its works. This is in 2 Peter chapter 3. So the return of Jesus Christ, we are waiting, but actually we must be prepared. Yes. You mean the earth?
Yeah, you're talking about how God is above
time and space. Right. Are our souls beyond time and space too? You mean our soul? Yeah, do they go to this other dimension, like scale of the universe, time and space? And okay. So we say we God beyond time and space, right? Because God is spirit. God is spiritual. And then, after this life, when we resurrect, we will be transformed into spiritual body. So this spiritual body actually transcend beyond the time and space. So that's why we have to look at Jesus. After the resurrection, Jesus also can eat with the disciples, but suddenly he disappeared. And then his disciple witnessed how he ascended into heaven. Where? Where is heaven? Out of space? In other universe? No. Because we already, Jesus said, this is a spiritual body. So we don't know. Only know it's not in this physical world. Right? So spiritual, yes. So, well, you see how God just make all things complete, right? So earth, because earth, this is from our physical perspective, everything must be in balance. Say right now is earth, this order, this become chaos, disorder. What happened? Right? If just the orbit in the solar system, the sum of the planet just not running in the orbit anymore. So basically, it's just a collision, right? 碰撞, and then just gone. But Bible didn't give us the details, but just said, just like God put, he spray all of the universe, right? Just like you spray your cloud. And then put the concrete inside. Just remember yesterday, Pastor Huang's sermon. He by Titan, put on a cross and then put her items on it. And then when police come, what did his mother do? Just wrap up and then go, run, right? So this is how This Hebrews describe it. Look at Hebrews chapter 1. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 12. Verse 10 to verse 12. Matthew, please read. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 10 to 12, to 13. Okay, so just describe, just got folded up, 卷起来, go, that's all, finish, that's it. So the whole universe, there's one day, this will be been folded up. So not this type. So this is beyond our imagination. We don't know exactly how it will happen. But this is what Bible says we believe. There's ending the whole universe. And then we change into the spiritual world. Spiritual world. Okay? Let's continue. Because we need to finish chapter 9. This is a covenant of rainbow. Right? The sign of the everlasting covenant. So every time when we see rainbow, we remind, this covenant God made with Noah. And we are all his descendants now. So the covenant would be everlasting, it will not be changed based on any circumstance. So God will never use flood to destroy the whole earth. So science was for the purpose of reminding both parties. God showed rainbow in the air. We have human being, we saw it. God also is watching. So he is faithful. We must also be faithful. So about Noah's three sons. Let's think about from verse 18 until to the end. Noah get drunk, uncovered, show his shame. Then his three sons' reactions differently, right? And then, actually, just repeat. I have to delete one line. And then, the curse and the blessing after Noah's awoke from his wine. So basically, he prophesied about the future of his sons. And then the whole life of Noah, 950 years. He became the longest though, after the flood. No one after the big flood lived such a long life. Okay? Noah. Now he has four titles from beginning to at the end of his life. You can see that he is a grandfather. Akong, he says like Akong. Be fruitful, multiply, fill with earth. So actually Noah can see so many generations. If you look at the previous the chart about before Abraham, all these forefathers, Noah sees so many descendants. And he is a farmer, so he worked, he tilled ground, right? He's a farmer. He sowed, and then he harvested. So now the weather was smooth. The ground yield his crop. So this is how God blessed Noah. So when he worked on the ground, he received harvest. That's why eventually he have too much, right? And then he can consume all the grape, then make wine. He know how to do different things out of the grape, right? But now he become drunken. He's drunken. It's called in Chinese. It's called 酒醉的 drunken. Enjoy his harvest. Drank too much of wine from his vineyard and then become drunk. Indulge in his life. And then he became naked, Noah. Naked. Shame revealed to his own sons. And then eventually we all know about what happened to Noah. Consider about drunk and sin. So wine. In college you must have a good understanding about how to control this drinking issue. Many youth, they actually drunk, and then drug follow, and then sex, sin, and then corruption. It's the pattern. If we don't care, then you go to party, you drink with your friends, then eventually you will get drunk. Because you don't know how much you can take. You will always over. And you lose control. You forget everything. Then you could be easily just sin against God. And all of the training, all of your goal to go to into heaven, maybe just diminish. Is it worthy? Think about it. So do not be drunk with wine, in which is this patient. We must be sober, be watchful. Priest and wine, we know, as a priest, he's supposed not to touch wine, right? We are all priests now in Jesus Christ. Nazarite, if we want to serve, then restrain from this wine, the alcohol thing. We are priests. We are Nazarites, just like Jesus is Nazarite, Nazarene. Another meaning is he is Nazarite, Nazarene. And the wise and the wine, right? We study Proverbs. You take all these verses out. You will see how the Proverbs remind us about this issue of wine. About drunkenness of Noah. He's drunk because he relaxed. He accomplished his work. So when we accomplish something, it's a very critical moment. So when you finish your exam, be careful. When you finish your semester or your final, people will go out. Let's go out to celebrate, right? Relax. And this is the moment you could be easily got hooked by your friend. If you are in prepare your exam, you are distressful about your project, your homework, you are not so relaxed to drink, right? But after you accomplish something, be careful. Drunk. So consider drunkenness, this concept. If we really feel good in our profession, you know, our flesh, our this so-called the empty glory, or we be happy with this world, we could be just like Noah, drunk, and then later show his nakedness. And after Noah drunk, then his son just behave wrongly. So the sin of Han. So father's nakedness, but instead of covering, they tore his two brothers outside. So basically, because of Canaan, the son of Han, right? He report to his father, and then the father go out to talk to his brothers, right? And then his descendant become cursed. Always remember, love cover a multitude of sins. If we are love, we will cover it, not go to spread it. And then the sons, they cover their father, these two sons, they receive blessings. They receive blessings. So Shem, son, and Japhu, right? Japhet. So take action to cover his nakedness with appropriate way, and they become the blessed one. This is from Noah's life. We have to learn. And now, the prophecy about his three descendants. it actually become fulfilled. Nowadays, we look at all different races. Son of Ham, Canaan, was cursed. Be a servant of servants to his brethren. Remember, this is Canaan, Canaan. Noah's nakedness was proclaimed by Canaan, and then Ham, his father, verified and then proclaimed to others. This is where his wrongdoing is spread. So Canaan became the people that were cursed, always been summoned. This is how their life become later. How about San Shem? Right? Blessed be the Lord, the God of Shem, San the Son, the God of Shem. The children people came from the descendant of Shem. So true to the church also came from the system of Shem. That's how it was. Okay. So today, Jesus come from the seed of Abraham, right? So this, you can see how this system work. How about the Japheth? He enlarged. So this son tend to expand, enlarge his territory. But eventually, he will dwell in the tent of the Shem, and then he living in the land of Shem, also receive the influence. He tried to occupy something, but he also received the influence from the descendant of Shem. So being influenced by Shem, be blessed by accepting the Savior of that come from Shem. So this is why we see how true church, true church from east to west. Think about the ark. I want to, let's look up the days in the ark. Remember, almost 380 days in the ark. Were the days living inside the ark easy? You think about in depth to see how many difficulty they have encountered. They have overcome it. Basically, you can see that their air quality, right? Only top have a venting system. No windows. No fresh food. His stove, no stove. Then they consume every day the same thing for 380 days. Right? Then they must be careful to manage the portion. They cannot eat up too much. Right? Have to manage the portion. Make sure they have enough. So they must be content. Consume what they need, not overtake it. Right? So living among in the toasting about on the water. You remember this the big stone? If you got sick because of motion, and then you have trouble, right? In the ark. Because always moving. The same environment every day. No change at all. Huh? Not knowing where they are and where they are going. They have totally depend on God. Their relatives and friends all die. Right? Emotionally, can they accept? No, they have to face themselves only. There's no air conditioning. Right? Say if you turn off the air conditioning, what happened here? Right? If we shut all of the door up, only remain this one window open, what do you feel? Can you imagine? And then, no personal space. You have no privacy. You live with animals. Animals will poop. Right? How are you going to manage this human waste, animals' waste? Have you ever considered? They have a way to do it, right? To survive in such as 380 days. Physically, dragging, testing of their passion. They have a way. Until how long? How long? If we compare this life, after flood, God gave Noah commandment, right? This Adam and Noah, we compare the commandment God gave. Similarity, be fruitful and multiply. These two verses you compare together. In charge of all living creatures, the same. God gave them food to eat. God all provide. But difference, Adam only ate plant, no animal. Noah ate both. It's a new life now we have. So if you are just vegetarian because of so-called your physical concern, you have to consider twice. Because this is how God set the system now. If you have a different thought, go back to the Bible to see what Bible guides us in our daily life. So Adam was not allowed to eat the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Now, Noah was not allowed to eat the fruit of the blood of animals. The same, right? God gave Adam one spouse to establish his family. Now, God gave Noah a complete family. Three sons and wives, all complete. And they can start to multiply rapidly. Okay, so this is the difference. Let's finish it. It's Q&A here. This is the last one. Can we eat human? This is a presenters. Can we? No way. We have so many things to eat. How come to eat these things, right? This is a question, yes. Because some people may just consume it. This is a good, contain a lot of nutrition, make you feel even more energy. No. According to what we learn in chapter 9, we know it, right? So this is the principle God already said. Many people, they don't care about Bible, they don't care God's commandment, they can eat whatever they want. But today, we have a principle, we know what we're supposed to obey. We just obey what Bible said. Simple. Right? Okay? How do you finish the journey of faith? How? Oh. In this MITS, we learn so much. Right? You know how to hold on this faith. If we don't really pray at home, you don't read Bible, you don't attend service, you don't care about your holiness, then no way to finish it. But if we do, we imitate Jesus. We learn from all these ancient saints. We will definitely finish the journey, to enter his kingdom. Okay? What happened to Jason Yu? This is the one brother. Used to be very fervent, converted from a sinful habit, drug indulging. But he came to church, to learn the truth, pray, serve. But eventually, he was overtaken again, returned back to his old life, basically. And then, now he's in jail. He's in jail, waiting for the judgment. Yeah. So we don't know the detail yet, because now he has been separate. We can have no access to talk to him, to ask him what happened, brother. Right? So we have to wait until the court make a sentence, then we know the details. If we have a chance, we'll go to, maybe the church will go to know the details. But basically, this is a lesson. If we don't cultivate ourselves, even though you experience a lot of testimony, you may one day fall into the trap of Satan again, and then your life become miserable again. And then this is how we lost the image of God. We're supposed to glorify Jesus, to glorify the gospel, but we end up the opposite. Can we do it? No way. Right?
All right, so the details we don't know yet. Pray. Pray for one another. You know, for those who bear testimony, be careful. Once we proclaim it to others, we actually, just like we make a determination, I want to finish the journey. Say if down the law, in a certain point, then we disappear. We fall again against God, then what we said before will become an abomination. Because people may just use our word to attack our faith. So that's why when we say something about our faith, we proclaim, I want to follow Jesus to the end. It's the most important thing. When we bear testimony, this is a determination. No, because our testimony actually were broadcasted in the e-library. People were here. So that's why after this incident, we have to search all what he testified and then take it out, remove it. Otherwise, if someone just listen to his testimony and then find out the reality right now, and can we glorify God? Imagine this, the impact, okay? So let's pray and let's ask Lord Jesus to help so we can hold fast about the faith and continue to grow. Okay, sorry for overtime, but we finished the class. The rest of the fourth event and the second part, we will do it later in the future. Let's say a silent prayer.